Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Orellana, O-R-E-L-L-A-N-A. Evelyn Orellana is a 34-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8/28/16. Appeared she was moving furniture and didn't want to drop it, causing her to injure her lower back. Period. She indicates she was hospitalized for this problem, but did not undergo any surgery for it. Period. She does not recall when she last received any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, she received an order approving settlement on on 6/21/19 to be inserted here. Period. On 4/21/21, she filed an amended application for review of her formal award. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Orellana was seen by Dr. Glick, G-L-I-C-K, on 8/29/16, which was the day after the supposed injury. Apparently, she attempted to prevent the table from falling and twisted her lower back, noting the immediate onset of pain in the left side into her left buttock. Apparently, she went to Capitol Health Emergency Room shortly thereafter, where she was given intramuscular injections of Toradol and Selumetrol. She was discharged with prescriptions for ibuprofen and Valium. She presented here to the Corporate Health Center, complaining again of lower back pain as the left buttock and occasional radiation as far distally as the knee. She denies any numbness or tingling to the ankle or foot and denies any previous problems with low back discomfort. After exam, she was diagnosed with a lumbar sprain and initiated on medications and physical therapy. Period. She was authorized to remain out of work. Period. New paragraph on 12/14/16, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw. Period. He noted that she did have imaging, and so the workers' compensation doctor. Apparently she went to therapy with no relief. Apparently she was then seen by Dr. Tidings, who sent her for an MRI. Apparently she also had bilateral sacroiliac joint injections without relief. Apparently after that, she was sent back to work, but her lower back pain persisted. Period. He noted that MRI of the lumbar spine shows minimal herniation at best at L5-S1 and no other explainable pathology. Based upon the age-appropriate findings on the lumbar spine, such as mild disc desiccation, any herniation noted there would not be related to the accident, but rather was pre-existing. His only diagnosis relative to the accident was that of a lumbar strain. Apparently, he did not see any neurological or objective findings to warrant any restrictions. But nevertheless, Ms. Orellana felt unable to return to work unrestricted. But accordingly, she was referred for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. On 1/11/17, Dr. Schott reviewed these results with her. Apparently, she was deemed capable of returning to work with lifting restrictions of up to 60 to 70 pounds, with some occasional sitting restrictions as well. Apparently, he placed permanent restrictions on her and released her from care. Apparently, she returned on 4/12/17 with persistent low back pain. Apparently, there were no new neurologic findings. However, she has been unable to resume her work status and continues to have pain radiating from her back down the back of both of her legs. She had an IME who recommended epidural injections. He thought it might be reasonable to consider pain management evaluation and injection. He would do no more than 2 epidural injections by 1 month. Gertie was then going to return to him in 1 month. Period. She did see Dr. Shah again on 5/10/17. Noting she saw pain specialist Dr. Yano, who gave her 2 injections. Period. He again deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement from a surgical perspective. Period. She had not received improvement to date, and he did not think she was a surgical candidate. Period. He would defer care and future work status to pain management. Period. In the meantime, she will continue her current work status. Period. Her last documented visit with Dr. Shah was on 9/5/18. Period. He again did not see any clear surgical findings and reiterated she had reached maximum medical improvement. Pretty felt further treatment would not be beneficial and she should work full duty without restrictions. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner was evaluated on 3/3/20 by Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S, period. He recommended another course of physical therapy as well as Flexeril, period. He also wanted her to undergo an MRI of the lumbar spine, period. She might also need further care depending on the results. Period. He deferred an impairment rating at that time, pending the above recommendations. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. She had breast patella reflexes, but Achilles reflexes were 2++ bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but active in flexion is 65 degrees with tenderness. Period. Side bending was full bilaterally with tenderness. Period extension and bilateral rotation were full. Period, she was tender across the waistline by palpation as well as at the lumbar sacral junction. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 70 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, she had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally and a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period, impressions. Evelyn Orellana hurt her lower back at work on 6/28/16 when she was moving furniture. Period. She was initially seen in the emergency room and followed up with corporate health. Period. Conservative care was rendered. Period. She had diagnostic testing and specialist consultations. Period. She did not undergo any surgery. Period. She received an order approving settlement on 6/21/19. Period. She reopened her claim on 4/21/21. Period. By then, she had seen Dr. Weiss on 3/3/20, who recommended additional diagnostic testing and treatment. Period. This was notwithstanding her ongoing subjective absence of any reduction in her symptoms from the same modalities. Period. Dr. Shah deemed she was not a surgical candidate and placed her at maximum medical improvement on more than one occasion. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be variable but essentially full range of motion but the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This is not clinically significant. Period. She did have positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally, the trunk torsion maneuver consistent with symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, there is a 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. It would appear that Ms. Orellana sustained a lumbar strain in this incident superimposed upon pre-existing degenerative abnormalities. Period. They were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event of 6/28/16. Period. She has been able to remain in the workforce as a certified nursing assistant. Period. End.